Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the Give Me Understanding podcast. I'm Aaron Dodson. Psalm 119 verse 34 is the verse that best describes this podcast. The psalmist wrote in the long ago, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart." This is the podcast where I discuss the sacred text, and I do my best to help myself and others understand it. Question: what will be the best thing about heaven? Will it be worship? And I can only imagine how incredible it will be. Will it be the rest? And I can only imagine how incredible that will be, especially to those who are laboring, especially to those who are hurting or suffering physically. What about the satisfaction that we'll receive by being in heaven? It will be like no satisfaction on earth. It will be even better than anything here. What about seeing a loved one who's gone on before us that we miss greatly? I can only imagine how wonderful it will be, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of my loved ones that died faithful in Christ. The more I've studied Scripture, I have come to believe that the best thing about heaven will be dwelling with Jesus Himself. And it seems that nearly every verse we know about heaven mentions this fact. John 14:3 says, "And I go, and if I go, rather, and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Notice that. So I'm going to prepare a place for you, because in my Father's house are many dwelling places. And I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, where's the place that he would be? In the Father's presence, in heaven itself. I'm going to that place, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to the afterlife, and I'm preparing a place for you, so that when I come again, I can receive you to myself. That means they would be with him in heaven at a given time in the future. And of course, that time is still future to them and to us. The end of time has not occurred. The second coming has not come to pass. Hebrews 9:28. That where I am, there you may be also. What a wonderful thought. The one who created the heavens and the earth, who took on the form of a servant, came down to earth and was born of a virgin, of humble estate, I should say, who, as 2 Corinthians, Paul wrote about Jesus, how he, though he were rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. He lived a life being tempted, and he suffered and he struggled. Hebrews 4:15, he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. And he did all of this. He went to the cross. He died there as the Lamb of God, was buried and was resurrected. 40 days later, ascended back to heaven, so that when our life is over, we can be with him forever and never be separated. I have come to believe this is the best thing of all about heaven, being with the one who lived and suffered and died for me. And if we remember the words of Paul from Galatians 2:20, it will help us to appreciate the personal nature of this. You remember those words: "I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God," watch this, "who loved me and gave himself for me." And that same concept is true of you and me in Christ today. Wonderful. It's personal. And we will get to be with that one who died for us personally and individually. Think about 2 Corinthians. Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. verse 8. Here's another passage that mentions being with Him in the eternal state. "We are confident," Paul wrote, "yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." So when we experience physical death, when we experience that separation and we are no longer in the body but are absent from the body, we will be present with the Lord. Wonderful thought. We will be with the Lord. He will be with us. We'll be together. And then let's see next. Consider with me Philippians chapter 1. Continuing forward in these books, Philippians chapter 1. You remember verse 23? Paul wrote, "For I am hard pressed between the two, between life and death, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you." He had a great desire to depart and to be with Christ, and he said that's far better than staying here. Notice when he departed and he left this life on earth, even before the judgment at the end of time, before the second coming at the end, Hebrews 9:28, when he died in the intermediate state, Paul wrote he would be with the Lord. And so we are with the Lord before the judgment even. I don't believe this is in the eternal state of heaven itself, but in paradise. Remember, Jesus had said to the penitent thief, and this was obviously prior to the end of time, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." So the Lord, when he died, went to paradise, and so did that penitent thief. And the same concept is true of us today. When we die faithful to Christ, in Christ, we will be with Christ in paradise. And I do believe there is a difference between paradise and heaven. Paradise is part of the Hadean realm, the place of the unseen realm of departed spirits. And according to Luke 16:19-31, there are two compartments there, a place of peace, comfort, and rest and blessing for the godly, Abraham's bosom, paradise, and there's a place of torment and suffering to those who die and they are not right with God. Incredible thought, isn't it? So either way, if I die now, before the end of time, when I die, I'll be with the Lord in paradise. If I am alive when Jesus comes the second time and the end of all things on earth occurs and the final judgment, I will be with the Lord forever in heaven. Either way, I am with the Lord in the afterlife. Oh, I love that. Next, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Maybe one of your favorite sections of Scripture. I'm not sure. But I know this. As a gospel preacher, I've read this verse several times at the gravesite of a godly person who died. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them." The "them" there is their, excuse me, the "them" there are those who have died before the second coming. "We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." And here's the phrase I want us to really focus on. "And thus we shall always," that means from this point forward, "be with the Lord." Dear listener, I hope I'm impressing upon you the truth that's mentioned more than once in Scripture, that the best thing of all about heaven will be that we will be with Jesus Himself, dwelling together in the exact same place. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Notice that. Whether we wake or sleep, whether we're alive or we die, we should live together with him. We will be with him when we die. That, my dear friend, is the best thing about paradise and is the best thing about heaven, the eternal state itself. We sing a song, "What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be." Here is your goal, dear brother, dear sister. And in the meantime, to reach that goal, your object, your mission is to glorify Christ and to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son. Romans chapter 8, verse 20. Let's see here. Romans 8, verse 29 and 30. That's our job here. That's our goal. That's our mission here. That's our charge here. And while we are here and we are looking for all those blessings to come in heaven and the best of all being with Jesus, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Dear brother, dear sister, if you feel away from God, if you feel that God is not there, it is not God's fault. God only does what is right, Genesis 18:25. Our God loves us, and no outside force can separate us from him. Romans chapter 8, one of my favorite sections of Scripture. Paul wrote, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Romans 8:35. "Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." No outside force can take us away from Jesus Christ. John chapter 10. Jesus speaking on how he's the good shepherd. And he said, "I lay my life down for my sheep because I love them." Verse 17. And he says, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." So there we have it, dear listener. No one, no outside force can snatch us from his hand. We're secure in him. But what I do notice is 1 John chapter 1. I notice from 2 Peter 2, 20 through 22. I notice from Romans 8, he doesn't mention self. He says no of these outside forces can take us away. I notice the charge in 1 John 1 to walk in the light and not walk in darkness. So that means there are things that I can, by my own free will, choose to do to walk in darkness and walk away from the light, to leave the blood and body of Christ. If I say that I don't have fellowship, if I say that I have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, I'm lying and I'm not practicing the truth. But if I walk in the light as he is in the light, I have fellowship with him. and the blood of Jesus Christ, here's the result of that fellowship. It continues to cleanse me from my sin. And when I know I've sinned, I need to confess my sin to God. He's faithful and just to forgive me. Verse 9. So it's my choice. And James tells us that when we feel away from God, God is not moved. We need to submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. When we realize the devil has us, we need to submit to God and obey God. And the devil will flee from us if we resist him. We need to draw near to God, and he'll draw near to us. Dear listener, do you feel away from God today? Do you believe that the best thing about heaven will be the fact that you'll be dwelling with Jesus, but yet you feel away from God? Draw near to God. And let me ask this question as I close this episode. What are you doing to draw near to God? What is it? Are you drawing near to God through studying His Word daily? Are you drawing near to God by praying daily to Him? Are you drawing near to Him by spending time with other faithful members of the church who love Jesus and are loyal to Him? Are you admonishing your brothers and sisters and letting them admonish you in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord? If you're not, then no wonder you feel away from God. And dear listener, you need to get back where you need to be so that you will one day enjoy the best thing about heaven, being with Jesus Himself. When the Lord comes back to receive His own, He'll receive those who remain loyal to Him. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. He who loves me keeps my commandments. He who does not love me does not keep my commandments," Jesus said. If you need to make a good decision today in your life, do that. I hope this episode has been beneficial to you. There are many wonderful things about heaven that are far more wonderful than we can fully understand here. But I have come to be convinced that the best thing of all will be being with Jesus forever in His presence, in that place that He has prepared for His faithful people. Oh, I'm so thankful for the great grace of Jesus, wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. If you would be interested in a Bible study, you can reach out to me. If you have questions about the Bible or about God, I'd be glad to try to help you. If you've fallen away from God and you'd like to get closer to God, not only can you do the things that I've mentioned from Scripture in this episode, but you can reach out to me. Jesus loves you, and I love you. And there are people out there who care. Many in the world do not care, but the faithful people of God do. And you can reach out to them so that one day you will enjoy the best thing about heaven, being in the presence of Jesus forever. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.